Deliver us. Jesus sets us free. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries. Written by Carrie Vaux.
Getting it right. For Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. A reading from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 16. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Carrie says that her husband is a pastor with a mischievous sense of humor. Every time she asks him what he's preaching on that week, he says, "I'm going to preach on who is Jesus." If he had preached a sermon on that topic every time he said he would, we'd be up to about 5,000 sermons on it so far. Still, he's got one thing right. The question, "Who is Jesus?" is very important. Peter got it right. He answered Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." What does this mean? What does it mean for us? First of all, Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, the one God chose to be our King, our Savior. He is the one God promised long ago to send into this world. All the prophets foretold his coming. This means we can rely on him. He's not some self-appointed Messiah who will let us down in hard times. The full authority of God lies behind him. Whatever he says, whatever he does is what God sent him to do and say. He is utterly trustworthy. Second, he is the Son of the living God. Jesus is not simply a man, no matter how great or wonderful. He is, in fact, God himself, the second person of the Trinity, sent by God the Father to become a human being among us. This means he is not limited. The Bible says it in Hebrews chapter 7. He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him. Because he is the Son of God, his suffering and death on the cross are enough to rescue every one of us and to raise us from the dead, just as he himself rose. So we pray to him, "Lord, help me to know, help me to trust that you are who you say you are."